Welcome to the It Starts With You podcast. This is all about teaching, motivating, and inspiring you to go after the thing you want, to intentionally pursue the career and the life that you desire, and knowing that at the core of it all, it starts with you. You getting out of your own way, making the choice to do it, and relentlessly and authentically pursuing it. I'm your host, Julie Menden, an entrepreneur, high-performance coach, speaker, and the person in your corner helping you to realize that you are capable of whatever it is you choose. With solo and guest episodes, we are going to dive into action so that you can show up with confidence as the leader in your life to achieve your goals and to make this life matter. It all starts with you. Let's dive in. Who is in your circle? So what I want to talk about today on this episode is who are you surrounding yourself with? And this is really top of mind for me because I actually just got done recording a guest episode with Jamar Jones. If you haven't yet, you need to check out that episode that's coming up here because, so Jamar actually wrote a book called Change Your Circle, Change Your Life. And we've been connected for a while. His team actually created my speaker reel for me. He's really big in like the personal branding space. And we were really having a great conversation around personal branding and, you know, how to really look at who is in your circle of people. And it really just made me want to dive deeper into this conversation with you, my friends, my listeners, around my experience with this and how important this is. And one of the exercises that he shared with us is around, you know, if you find yourself surrounded by people who don't feel aligned for you. So maybe it's that, you know, you feel like they're constantly bringing you down. You feel like every time you hang out with them, there's this negative energy. You don't feel good about, you know, the conversations. Like you get home or you get off the phone or you whatever it might be, you get off looking at their stuff on social media, you get back from an event with them and you just feel ugh. And I know if you're listening and you have that person, like you can feel it in your body when I say it, because I know I sure as heck have people like that who I have had to over the years intentionally kind of, you know, not hang out with as much, not surround myself with much. And like, not to say that this is easy, but you really can notice the impact. So he was talking about this exercise and is like, as he said it, I literally was like, oof, like that's got to be tough, where you actually write down the list of people who are, you know, in your network, in your circle right now. So not people that you've known, you know, 10 years ago or things like that. It's like people that you are surrounded by or engaged with, you know, within the last month. So kind of recently. And then he said you put a plus by if they add to your life and a minus sign if they like take away from, they detract from your life, your energy, things like that. And then you can go back and look at that and go, okay, how much time am I spending with people? Do I want to continue spending? And I was like, oof, that is a pretty eye-opening exercise and also can be really important because, you know, if you listen to my podcast, you most likely are somebody who is a high performer, high achiever, like you are growth oriented. You've got goals in your career or your business and you come here to hang out with me, to learn from me, hopefully get inspired from me and my guests on how you can do that, which leads me to believe that you also want to be surrounded with people that support you in that. And one of the biggest struggles that happens when you are like leveling up, and I see it for myself and I see it for clients, is when you are getting to these new growth stages for yourself, maybe you're like changing, you're reiterating who you are. Maybe it's like a health thing or it's, you know, you're starting a business and people don't understand it, or you're taking on another, you know, career. Maybe you're getting to the next level, you're changing industries, whatever that is, you know, you're going to have to let go of that earlier version of you that no longer is aligned. And that also then means that there are probably people that no longer are aligned. And that process can be hard. Like that can be hard. For me, I think one of the hardest things is losing relationships. Like I'm somebody who doesn't need tons and tons and tons of like friends. I like really deep, you know, a couple of deep connections. And then I like to have connections with people I want. I like to have people that, you know, if I'm at a party, I know them, I can connect with them. And so for me, the idea of like losing a friendship, a relationship, something can be really tricky. And though also what I have realized in my own journey is that, you know, I also have to be true in alignment with what's going to bring me energy. Like, especially, you know, the last couple of years when I've been in these like big, like I feel like these huge level ups, is your energy is what matters the most. And if you have things or people who are constantly bringing that energy down, I know it's detracting from me showing up as the business owner I want to be, as the mom I want to be, as the wife I want to be, as the friend I want to be to the friends that like light me up, because this energy is getting pulled. And I really want to challenge you to think about this and who is in, and I love how, you know, I'm going to use Jamar's word of like the circle, because I love that, around who is in your circle, and are they adding to and enhancing you as a person and your goals, or are they taking away from it? Because you know what? We are busy. Like, I swear every single year that goes by, I feel just busier and busier, especially if you're a parent or, you know, you're juggling all sorts of different things. It's like time is so precious and people have so much even more limited time. They're being pulled in so many directions that, to be totally honest with you, I don't have time for that shit. Like, I don't have time for the drama, for the negativity, for the detracting me from where I want to go. I don't have time for it. And I don't have the energy for it, right? Like, so if you're like me and you're thinking that, that can be really a hard thing to do. But the first thing is to just look around and say, who is in my circle of people, my friends, my peers, the people I surround me with? And you know what? Sometimes I have people who are like corporate professionals say, well, I can't change the people on my team or things. That's true. However, you do have some control, right? Because you can change, you know, your perspective on it. You can change how much you can set up walls and boundaries around how much you're surrounding yourself with it. You can change, you know, your outlook on it and or the way that you interact with that person. Like, there are some things within your control. If it's family members, like, that's a whole other thing. I'm not going to get into family dynamics, but there are things you can do. There's boundaries you can put up. There are things that you can do. And think of a person who's in your circle, who hopefully you have at least one person in your circle who it's like, oh my gosh, they light me up. Like, I know there's a couple of my entrepreneur friends that we always joke when we get coffee or something together, we leave just like on fire. We're energized, we're excited, we feel heard, we feel happy, we feel like, I always think I get a lot more done in my business after we have coffee because they just fuel that. And I want you to think of that person and think of, you know, do I need more of people like this? And where do I find them? And if you don't have that person, I want you to think of what that ideal person could look like, or that ideal group of people could look like. How are they showing up for you? How do you interact with them? Is it virtual? Is it phone calls? Is it text? Is it in person? Like, what matters to you? Because that's the other thing is, if you're somebody who can't always be getting together people for coffee or for happy hour, maybe the circle of people that you need to find and surround yourself with are the ones that will just like send you a text or give you a phone call. That's the other thing I've noticed is, you know, there's different expectations and relationships from people, friendships, business connections. And if you are both not aligned on each other's expectations, like, that can create sort of a miss there. So if people, you know, I personally cannot constantly have like night networking events. Like, either our schedule doesn't allow it, or energetically, I don't have anything left. And so if I had people in my circle who were really took that personally, that I wasn't always showing up to these night networking things, it could create a lot of friction. And so for me, it's important that I have people who understand that and know that, you know, sometimes coffee is better. I like flexibility, or sometimes just like a check-in throughout the day. So I want you to think about who's in your circle. Who lights you up? Who maybe do we need to kind of re-examine on if they are need to be in your circle, and or do we need to set some more boundaries around that? And what would that ideal circle of people look like? What are they doing for you? How do they support you? How are you connecting with them? What's an ideal situation for you? And then the next is like, where do I find those people, right? So some people, you know, for me, I find them by doing the uncomfortable thing, going to networking events, and then deciding like, oh, this isn't really my energy, my vibe of people, and being okay letting that go. Or, you know, going to, for me, I love going to different conferences and things, and you can really meet those people that you connect with at conferences, even on social media, on podcasting. Like, if you have a podcast host that you really like, see how you can get into the community. So finding those types of people who are going to help support you in your goals and where you want to go is so incredibly important, because that can be one of the number one things that really holds you back. And, you know, I've had Jake on here, my husband. We talked about like the relationship, how important it is to support each other. Now, we are not perfect at it. Like, we will be the first. I'm such a real, like, we are not perfect at it. There's times when you know, we get at each other where it's like, oh, you know, you've got this event, you've got that event, or, you know, those things. But all in all, and as a whole, it's really important to us to support each other and be that space of supporting each other. And so I want you to think about that. That's what I really want to talk about today. I want you to think about who's in your circle. Is it detracting or adding to? And what would the ideal be? And now thinking about, where do I find those people? Finding the communities, putting yourself in different places, because you're not going to find that new thing going to the places you've always been. So what are those new places that you need to be going to and showing up to find those types of relationships? Hopefully this episode was helpful and really got you thinking. Again, you know how I really started to change my circle of people was to really get clear on what my priorities were and what I valued now at this stage of my life as a mom, as a business owner, as a wife. Like, that has changed from who I was before. And so I had to redefine who that was and what mattered to me most right now, and then find other people who got it, who understood it, other mom entrepreneurs or other people who, you know, really growth oriented or health focused. And then going to events or talking to people, finding people on social media, and finding those communities of people that were gonna feel aligned for me, and then nurturing those relationships by finding what's gonna work for us. So hopefully this episode helps. Please share, let me know what stood out for you and what you're doing to really work on changing who is in your network of people to help support you in your goals. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you left a review, shared it with someone else that could use this message, or post it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you and get to know you as part of my community. I am so grateful for you. Remember, you've got this. See you next time.